Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Mike Musil back on the show. Mike is the founder of Mixed Marketing Management Solutions. He's the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. He's one of our generation experts, and he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Mike Musil, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks so much.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Mike, one of the things that I've said and that I've been observing in my as part of my long career in the marketplace is that there's never been a time in my career when there were as many different generations working, active, managing, owning, and coming aboard as there are right now. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a time when there's been five different generations in the workplace.
And where their perspectives and their experiences and their points of reference were as delineated as they are now. That's another thing too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. As I continue to research and before I do corporate work, do a bunch of interviews with maybe the lower level managers, the mid level managers, and then senior management. Sometimes I just and the listeners, I hope they know by now, I'm 55, man.
You're an old guy.
Yeah, I'm an old guy. I guess
you're a lot older than I am.
Yeah, right. I think we're about the same, actually. But,
I wish.
It's amazing these folks work in the same building. Perceptions of what's important to the different generations, especially in the different stratas of management, is really kind of mind-boggling, And what I find is that, a lot of times the older generations are kind of my way or the highway, and especially the millennials are, I think we just need to blow it up and start over, regardless of how successful we've been. And
Us old guys call that no respect, by the way.
I understand, man. I understand completely, and we've had that dialogue many, many times on the air. But I think, at the end of the day, it's the small business owners' ultimate livelihood, responsibility, survival, success—all those things together—to find a way to bridge those gaps, And
but when you work with big companies, and you've got all these people, all up in this big organization. Are you seeing anything interesting there? It's got to be. I'm seeing this when I work with large companies. I'm seeing issues. What are you seeing?
Well, that's a great question. And my answer might surprise you. I'm seeing more and more companies recognize that they, we're all being asked to do more with less.
Yeah, that's the new normal.
And the old adage,
doing more with less for less.
Yeah, but when you and I grew up and I hate to even use this metaphor, but being an adjunct professor, let me get away with it. In the old MBA model, if we were in tough times, we had two options: increase revenue, decrease expenses. Which oftentimes meant people.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, you can't decrease the budgets anymore without tremendously and dramatically affecting the service you offer your clients and your customers.
Oh, yeah, they've cut the people as low as they can go.
So the third option is we've got to do more with less. And in answer to your question, I see probably 20 or 25, which is amazingly low to me, percent of the organizations that I see have come to the realization that they've got to increase productivity, and the definition of that in today's world, I guess, is increase engagement with the employees, especially the younger employees. Yeah.
How is that communication working out, though, between when they how is the communication between a 50, 40, 50-something manager and a 20-something employee?
And again, my answer is going to surprise you. It varies greatly. You know, what I find is a lot of times the senior managers that have college-level kids have already realized how to bridge the gap to a degree. Does that make sense? I mean, metaphorically, they're used to seeing the iPad at the dinner table.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
hold on to that thought, Mike. Give us the website. I want to continue this in the next segment.
www.unlockthemysteries.com.
All right, so check it out. You want to give us the lacrosse website? I'll let you do that, too. Go ahead.
I'm a lacrosse coach. That's laxcoachmike.com.
Say it again, LAX coach?
LAXcoachmike.com.
All right, folks, that's his lacrosse website. He's a big lacrosse coach. We're kind of proud of him for that. He's doing a good job over there. And we're going to be right back. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.